Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Weighing In with Worm. I'm your host, Worm Buffelli. We are here live at the Wormhole Studios, just ready to get things started here with Jackson Healy, the new head coach, Dubuque Senior. Super excited to sit down with him as he talks about what to expect out of Dubuque Senior Wrestling this year. I had sat down with him a couple weeks ago when I was interviewing his dad, and you can tell the passion that he has for the program. I think he's ready to go. He's been doing a lot of good things. I think he's been running some, open rooms with a couple different clinicians, and he's had some good attendance there. They have a nice social media following, getting that going as well. So if you get a chance, follow them on Instagram. They do a really good job of promoting the sport of wrestling there. For everyone that hadn't seen, I dropped a bonus episode Saturday when I got back from Des Moines about preseason nationals. If you guys want to go over and take a look at that, give that a listen. I'd appreciate that. Also there, that's where we talk about what to expect here in the upcoming episodes as we go towards the season. And just before we get started, we also have a couple sponsorship opportunities for some awards that I want to give out every week and at the end of the year for things like Pin of the Week, Takedown of the Week, Coach of the Year. We have a couple different ones available. So if anyone out there listening that wants to sponsor that, shoot me a DM at Worms Weigh-In on Instagram, and we can definitely get something going there. So with that, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to sit with Jackson. So before we get this podcast rolling, I want to ask you guys a question. Are you guys looking to upgrade your mower? Are you needing a new snowblower for the upcoming wrestling season? If you are, go no further than Raider Outdoor Power, located at 2580 Rockdale Road in Key West. The good folks at Raiders will make sure you are set up for the season to have your lawn looking like a pro-level golf course, or get that snow off your driveway so you can get to where you're going in a hurry. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast, Raider Outdoor Power. The running joke in wrestling is look good, feel good, wrestle good. And if you want to look good, stop and see my friend Anna at King's Cuts by Anna. Located in Dubuque, she is one of the best barbers in all around. She'll get you cleaned up, lined up, whatever you need to make sure you're feeling good, looking good, so you can wrestle good. Download the Booksy app today, search for King's Cuts by Anna, and schedule your appointment today. Tell her Jeremy sent you. Are you looking to restore rusty old metal parts to like-new conditions or protect brand-new components with durable, attractive, long-lasting finishes? Lane's Custom Steel, located in Benton, Wisconsin, can help with the metal finishings and metal coatings, offering a full range of custom metal restoration using powder coating for individuals and businesses. Contact Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's Lanes, L-A-N-E-Z, customsteel@gmail.com. Let's get this podcast rolling. What's up, guys? We are back here in the Worm Cave. We are getting ready to sit down here with Jackson Healy, the head coach of Dubuque Senior High School. Jackson wrestled at West Dubuque, and prior to being the head coach, Jackson was assistant coach at Senior for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So, Jackson, my man, glad to have you on.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Worm. I'm excited. Excited to talk about some wrestling, some senior wrestling specifically.
Absolutely, man. So, your love of wrestling, did it come right away?
I'd say I've always respected it, and I've had a love for it, but I don't know if I used to love competing when I was young. My dad, he's a big reason why I'm into it, why I still love it, but he was very hands-off, so I used to like show up to these really tough DWC practices ran by Ricky Caceres, and I was just getting my butt kicked, and I enjoyed it, but I was never like a diehard. I wasn't going to a ton of tournaments. I just always did it. I was actually thinking about playing basketball going into high school, but knowing I was only going to be 5'6", that probably was a good decision. But when I got to high school, then I really started to love it. Had a great group of guys, great coaching staff there. So, and then with my dad's help and my family, we're just a big wrestling family. I really started to love it at that point.
Yeah, and you were part of a group that I talked about on a couple different episodes here, the Basement Boys. I noticed you coming on the scene like your junior year of high school. I felt like your junior year, it seemed like you were a sponge to the sport all of a sudden, where it was like, I think even like a couple times, like I'd come into Laura's room just like to see what practice was going on, and you and your dad are rolling around a little bit, working on some stuff. Mm-hmm. So I knew that those things were going on, but let's talk about your time with the Basement Boys. Cause I felt like that group, that story is so awesome. Cause that your junior year to senior year, it was like four guys just hopping in a car and literally going to hell and high water to get matches in.
Yep. So with the Basement Boys, we honestly had a phenomenal group there. Bunch of state champs. I mean, we claimed people as we went. So, like, Max Lyon wrestled a little bit with us. He probably wasn't as big in the Basement Boys. We would just take really any member that we thought would give us some clout. So we had Tristan Burt, Andrew Turner, Braden Burt, Max Lyon, Mason Lyons from Bellevue. He was probably one of Bellevue's best wrestlers ever. And just so many, like, Thomas, just a bunch of West Dubuque guys, too. But it was all in Braden's basement. And we did wrestle a lot. We did a lot of, like, wrestling slash fighting, but I think it translated over. Occasionally you get a guy put in the wall, and that was always fun. Just hopefully it wasn't Aaron, because then the wall might have a dent in it.
Yeah.
but it was just like, we'd get three guys going at it. I think that year we really all got, like, really serious about wrestling. Coach Cleary pushed it a little bit, like, hey guys, go wrestle off season to get better. And I think, like, with Leo Costello kind of pushing that as well, Ryan Burt, my dad, they're all like, hey, go wrestle. And we're like, okay. So we just started wrestling. Cool name, and we're rocking.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is, like, you guys had three dads that all had accolades. You know, Ryan Burt was a national champ. Leo Costello was a NCAA runner-up. Your dad was a two-time All-American. So it was very, very cool, because it's like, yeah, like, we can do this in a basement, and on top of it, like, we have, like, really top-of-the-line coaches helping us out the entire time, you know? So, that's something that's really cool. Like, I kind of wish you guys would have made singlets. That would have been pretty sweet.
We looked into that. We started, like, playing out singlets and T-shirts, but being juniors in high school, sophomore, seniors, whatever we were all like, we got a plan, and then we'd never go with it. But we thought about it. We should just bring them back for fun sometime and wear them around.
I was going to say, get into a tournament.
Some old-time.
I was going to say, those old-time tournaments don't exist anymore, but, like, yeah. You can find, like, an open-class tournament. Braden Burt enters an open-class tournament, though. That's game over for freaking anyone.
I'm a bad matchup for him. I'm going to say it right now on the podcast. We've been rolling around, and...
Well, there's a video on Instagram. Would you get a pin, defensive pin on him?
Defensive pin. Ref was phenomenal. Really quick call, and... I'm happy to be 1-0 on him on the season, so.
Yeah, and so has he sent you a national title, one of his plaques yet?
Yeah, he hasn't yet. I thought about just taking it, but I thought he'll send it eventually.
Yeah, okay. So, hey, Braden, if you're out here listening, man, you better start sending that up. Be a nice Christmas present. It's one of those national title trophies. You got two of them. You can get rid of one of them.
Yep.
So, yeah, so you kind of got into this. You know, did you always want to be a coach after you got done competing?
I would say, yeah, and honestly, it's one of those things that once I knew I wasn't going to be a professional baseball player or football player, I was just like, I love what my dad did, and I remember being a little kid when he was coaching football, and I'd just go with him practices, and I always loved it, and I knew I liked working with people, so teaching and coaching was, like, always right in my head, and I never really, from high school onward, I never thought anything other than that, so that was something I was really passionate about, and then I have younger brothers, which helped me get into wrestling even more, the coaching aspect of it. I just found, like, a really good love for it. As long as, like you said, with Leo, Ryan Burt, and my dad, I mean, those are great wrestlers, but also they're phenomenal coaches, great wrestling minds, and they kind of taught me, like, the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So with that, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go coach. I want to teach and coach, and that's how I'm going to live my life.
Yeah, and you went to senior, obviously, because your brother was on the team. And, mm-hmm. You know, last year, everyone was under the impression that it was going to probably be one more year, and you're going to West Dubuque, but... In the middle of the season, you know, you get called up to the head coaching spot. Tell me what that felt like. All of a sudden, like, you know, you get a text one day that says, hey, you now have the key to the city.
Yeah, so that was last year was a crazy year. I mean, just for one, coach my brother and starting to get, like, a big role in the program. That was big enough in itself. But then just, like, everything involved. Then going into the year, I was like, yeah, I got 1 year with Bo. And, like, the other kids I had great relationships with, too, but Bo was the reason I was there. And I was like, I'll be going back to West Dubuque, and it's just the way it's going to be. I'm going to enjoy this and try to grow as a coach. And then halfway through the year, our coach stepped down, I stepped in, but it was actually something I was excited for. I've always wanted to coach. I knew I liked having a big role. So having that opportunity to be, like, that main guy, it kind of, like, fired me up. And I think my energy and, like, some things we brought to the table then – really bolstered the team as well, so.
For sure. And then, you know, last year, you know, you guys had a really, I think you guys had a really good postseason. Mm-hmm. You know, three state qualifiers. You know, let's talk about last season. Like, you know, how did last season go for you guys?
Yeah, so three state qualifiers, like you said, I thought we wrestled really tough at districts and conference. Like, we had some guys come out and wrestle the way I thought they could at their best. We had a kid, Gabe Christensen, 113-pounder. Was in the semis in a tight match at districts. Had a great chance to wrestle back, and he ended up getting knocked out, taken on a stretcher, which was scary for a minute. But, like, guys like him were showing up at districts. We had young guys that were competing hard. It was just, like, a phenomenal district tournament. And then when we got down to state, I thought we left a little bit out there. Like, I thought we had some matches we could have flipped, but that's always going to happen. I think, regardless, our guys wrestled tough, and they showed, like, hey, I belong here. Dubuque Senior has guys that can wrestle at the state tournament, and we can win at the state tournament. So I thought it was a big step forward for our program in that aspect.
Yeah, and you know, you think about it, too, like, you know, especially because now you're a new coach. I was just talking to Paul Cleary about this in our previous episode. He's like, around this area, all these coaches now, it's a young gun group now. You, Brett Haas, Joel Allen, and Paul Cleary now are kind of the, you know, the seasoned veterans of it. You know, how do you feel about that? Because, like, you guys are all kind of starting young, and you guys are now all a part of, you guys are going to probably be doing this for a while. You know, how do you feel about, you know, now all of a sudden you're competing coaching-wise with guys, like, around your same age?
I think it's awesome. I think just, I mean, young coaches, and Cleary's been coaching for a while, and Joel, too, but both those guys are, like, they're driven to have success, and I think young coaches generally bring that as well. So there's, like, this atmosphere and this fire in Dubuque wrestling that's really building up. So it's, like, it keeps you working. It keeps you going hard. It's just really exciting. And, like, I never had to wrestle against Brett or whatnot. He might be a couple years older, but Brandon was against us when he's at Hempstead. So it's kind of like those mini rivalries, that those little competitions keep you going even after you're done competing, which is super, super exciting. Really good for the area.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially, like I said, like, you guys are all young. You guys are all hungry. You know, and especially now in today's world, it's like all these young coaches now, like, have the ability now where you guys know where tournaments are on a click of your phone. You guys can get the top-level technique instantly off of YouTube and Flow and matches that you're seeing, you know, that, you know, even 10, 15 years ago, to be able to get content is crazy. But you guys are all part of, like a YouTube generation, I call it, where you guys have the ability to get workouts and lifts and all these things brand new that you can try out and put into your guys' program.
Yep.
But going into this season, man, what's the schedule looking like for you guys this year?
So schedule-wise, we're kind of messing around, tweaking some things. Going to be kind of the same old schedule, MVC schedule. MVC is really tough, and I like that. Our MVC matches give us some really good competition. And just for the program we're at, we're building up, but we're trying to find that good mix of, like, getting our guys good matches so we're, you know, competitive, getting better, but also we got to test them because we got some serious guys that can make some noise. So it's kind of fun game planning that out and figuring out what we're all doing in that aspect. I know we'll be at Bobcat Duels again. We'll be at Cliff Keen Independence. So those two are our first two. Cliff Keen's first. And that tournament's awesome. I love that one. Bobcat Duels, super tough. And then after that, we go to North Lynn, which is a good one because that gives us some varsity and JV guys there. So they take a lot of people, which is always good. Going to Christmas, going to Northeast this year, which is nice. We were going to Crestwood before, and it was a great tournament, but it was so far away.
Yeah.
We're waking up really,
those
really
early. Those drives suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You catch a bad snow day, all of a sudden that day just turns into a really long one too, so.
Yeah, that one goes long. But then after that, Cascade, best food for coaches in the area, maybe the state. The Monoski's barbecue, or whatever they got there, is it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't think the Andrews boys will ever let a bad coaching table go out the door. I always said Clinton's was the best coaches' room of all time, because, like, they would serve, because that tournament was so long, and they would have, like, three, like, they'd serve you breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it wasn't just, like, donuts, like, moms would bring in, like, pancakes and eggs, and then for lunch, like, some guy would make, like, 10 racks of ribs, and, like, so, like, by halfway through the tournament, you're almost needing to take a nap, because you go to eat lunch, and next thing you know, you're going through the Golden Corral buffet, pretty much. Big ones you got circled. I always feel like every coach has one or two duels that, for sure, you're like, we definitely want this one.
I'd say it's always going to be Hempstead for us, I think, being that little Dubuque rivalry. We always want to compete our best then. Dates change a little bit. We're going a little bit sooner in the year this year, which I like. I think just in general, getting to compete against them is great because they have such a good program. But they're a nice challenge for us, and it is Dubuque wrestling, so it's always going to be a little bit heated, and I like that. It gets us fired up. Wallert, we had some really tough duels with them the last couple of years. I enjoy wrestling those guys. And then just, I think all our duel meets, I think it's just fun to see our guys go out there and compete. And I don't think there's many that, like, we're totally out of or, like, way above somebody at. So with that, it allows us every time to go out there and be like, hey, we're in a tight one here. Let's go wrestle tough. So I think those are two big ones. Then districts and state, obviously, is, like, that's what we're training all year for. That's our end of the year. Big time go mode.
Yeah, definitely. And especially now with the new rules of the top three. So, you know, that really does put a lot of kids in a better shot to get down in Des Moines, man. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about it, like, there's been so many times where you're like, man, if this kid would have only beat this kid so then he doesn't have the wrestle back. No, well, now he gets that actual full chance to wrestle for third and get down in the state tournament. I think that was a cool rule they had this past year. Returning guys, who you guys got coming back?
So we got one state qualifier coming back. That is Mason Besler. He was a 120-pounder last year. He'll be coming back. We have Zion Dia. He wrestled some varsity for us as a freshman. Super, super tough kid. Really good. Just like a great kid to coach. Really hard worker. Some guys that were wrestling our lineup. Kelvin McAvan put a ton of time in this summer. In this fall, J.J. Wright wrestled well for us at districts last year. Gabe, I talked about earlier. We got Garrett Schumacher coming back. He had a torn ACL last season and MCL, so missed the whole year, missed all football. But he's getting healthy. It's going to be really, really tough. Got a kid, Loman Duffy, that's going to be wrestling for us. He's really, really tough. It's fun to watch him wrestle. He scraps. He's a great leader. I don't know. We got a ton of kids. I'm missing probably five, six, seven.
That's fine. I'm glad that you're able to pinpoint those guys. Do you guys have any incoming freshmen that you think can make some noise right away? Or
yeah, we got some incoming freshmen. We got a couple big guys. We got a guy, Timmy. He's big, strong. Just like you can tell when people naturally move well. He's a heavyweight and he fills up heavyweight, which is you don't see a lot at as a freshman. But he's like not just like big, but he's strong too. We got another big heavyweight that'll push him. They're both freshmen. And then a lot of big upper guys, which is kind of unique, kind of nice for freshmen. A guy named Amir who's been working hard for us. I think we got a good little crew coming in.
Awesome, man. And then so who's all on your coaching staff this year?
So our coaching staff this year is Kenneth Kane. He coached last year for us. He's a Dubuque senior alum. We have Jacob Close. He wrestled at West Dubuque. Got fifth place for us my senior year. That same group. He was a member of the Basement Boys. I'm going to tell you that he is still really tough and really fiery. You don't find many coaches 125 pounds that are still ready to run through a wall, but he's one of them. Matthew Schemmel. He's a heavyweight coach for us. We got Bo Bush. He's a long, long time volunteer. Does anything I'd ask in need of him. And then we also have Matt Conley coming on board, so he'll be coming out. Really excited for that. He's a great technician. I watched him at Loras. I wrestled at DWC with him, so he'll be really, really good. And let me think, am I missing anybody? And I think that's about it.
That seems like a pretty solid staff, dude. I mean, especially, you know, you have guys, like you said, like, finding a lightweight coach that's fiery like that, it's hard to come by. Mm-hmm. They're a diamond in the rough. So I'm glad that you have those type of guys as well. So just wrapping some things up with you, man. I appreciate you getting on the pod. You know, you guys doing any fundraisers or anything like that this year?
So we got some fundraiser coming out. We have a pancake breakfast, but that's later in the season. We are planning. We have a little Chipotle thing going on. The date's still being worked out for that. So we have that. We'll have Hy-Vee cards, but all these things are like kind of in the process. One big thing we do have coming up soon is we're starting a youth program. We used to have the Ram Chargers, but then somewhere along the way, in the coaching changes, we kind of lost that club. But we're going to have that starting up in November, so flyers will be coming out for that. Just looking to get back like in the community, get some involvement there. But yeah, I'd say just be on the lookout. We have an Instagram page, Dubuque Senior Rams Wrestling, Facebook, pretty much any social media you got, we either have it or we'll make it for you. So
awesome. And you know, that's huge, I think, in today's world, even as well as, you know, you gotta be present on social media, which is kind of crazy to think, because, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, you need to be out there. You need to be out there promoting your brand and promoting your sport. Especially in today's world where kids are so social media oriented that, hey, you might see a kid that comes out for the team because he literally saw something that he saw on the Instagram page, mm-hmm. or something like that. So that's pretty cool. So wrapping things up with you, kid, I appreciate everything. Favorite shoes you ever competed in?
So I'm also, I love the look of shoes. I am not a big shoe, like, naming off the top of my head. I would say my favorite ones were these Jordan Burrows I had. And they're funny because they're like these cartoony, like, it says like Kung Pao on them. They're colorful. And I was like the exact opposite of that as a wrestler. I was kind of like West Dubuque, tough, gritty, like hand fought hard. Where you think those shoes would be like a flashy guy. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe that was me trying to like build that in my brain that I, like, yeah, I got that stuff in me. Like, I can do that. So there's these Jordan Burrows, because Jordan Burrows is the GOAT. And I had those and I loved them. They were good shoes.
Well, now you say that, I got the seasoned vet sitting next to us here, and your dad.
Yep.
Who is the GOAT in your eyes?
I hate to say this on a wrestling podcast, but it's Michael Jordan.
Okay, but I'm talking wrestling, dog.
I know. I'm trying to get this one going on.
I forgot. Yeah, there's that constant argument between you two being Michael Jordan and LeBron, but that's a whole other podcast.
No, man, the GOAT is Burroughs, right? It's Burroughs or John Smith.
Yeah.
That's my...
I go back and forth. I mean, obviously, you can't... There. I mean, it's 1A and 1B, and you can flip them on respectfully. No one could say anything different. I don't care what anyone says.
And then you got Cale and Gable over there sitting there in the...
Yeah, but they only had, like, you know, you think about their wrestling careers, and I'm, you know, it's crazy to think, like, they won one and done.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though, like, if Cale would have made a run, he went in the world championships when he was, like, 35, 36, and almost bronzed.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, and I had a buddy that was a coach out at Penn State for a while, and I texted him one, and I'm like, is he still going in the room? He goes, dude, there's not a guy in this room that can go with him. And I'm like, even Snyder, he's like, dude, he'll hand Snyder his lunch.
Wow.
That's crazy to think, you know, he just, I don't know, man, he's crazy, so... All right, buddy, we're just going to wrap some things up here. We're going to get some ads, and then we are out. So we'll be right back. With wrestling and all other sports, injuries happen. But have you ever considered an all-natural way to aid in those injuries? Laura Gravel from Hoppiness on the Hill can help you get the products you need to get over those pains in an all-natural way. Lori owns and operates her own hops farm in Otter Creek, Iowa. The hops she picks are then made into medicinal products. These medicinal products, like the Hopped Up Oil or the Hoppy Bod Deep Muscle Rub, can help with nerve pain, muscle pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, headaches, migraines, bone-on-bone pains, and so many more. So give Lori a call today at 563-590-2277 and tell her Worm sent you. She'll give you a 10% discount off your first order.
Great episode with Jackson. I really think he has his head, you know, in the right spot for this team. You know, very excited to see what they do this season. Next week, we have Zach Thompson, the new head coach at Cascade. A lot of new coaches this year, guys, so super excited that, you know, the podcast came out around the same time all these new coaches came about, so I can sit and kind of grow with them as they progress in their coaching careers. Jackson did mention their pancake breakfast that they're going to be having here later this winter, so if you get a chance to go support that, you know, do your thing. Always good to support teams when they do these fundraisers. I talked about in the bonus episode on Saturday, you know, this is just a good way to keep wrestling growing in the Dubuque area. So with that, I am Worm. I got my one. I'm out.